Welcome to the Nice Guys Finish Last podcast. I'm Joe, self-proclaimed nice guy. And as always, you can find me on Twitter at nice_guy_Joe, or on Facebook at Joe Nice. Last week, we had the burning question of Valentine's Day. Is it a hallmark or should it be observed? And I did a little bit of research on this one. I'm not going to lie. I actually did some research, and I'm pretty proud of myself. I don't say myself saying so. Sorry, it is 3:34 in the morning as I'm doing this, because I'm baking for a lot of people today. So after I'm doing this, I'm literally going to sleep, hopefully. But anyways, I digress. So what is Valentine's Day? Well, first we have to figure out why or how did a Valentine's Day become. So what is the real meaning behind Valentine's Day? It's simple. There was a guy, he was a saint. He was Saint Valentine back in like way, way back. And he, according to my sources, was marrying people because he thought that was the right given from God to do so. Like, hey, you want to get married? Fine. Let's not care what the church or what the king or what anybody else says. I'm going to marry you. It cost him his life. He was beheaded in either 669 or 670 AD. So, yes, that's where Valentine comes from. He was a saint. In fact, he is the saint of not only lovers, but also a town in a country. I think it was Italy. I didn't write it down in my notes. I do apologize. But the other two things he was a saint of, or is considered saintly of, is beekeepers, which I don't understand, and epilepsy. Yes, you heard me, epilepsy. We, in present day, are honoring a guy who is the saint of seizures. Okay, that's great. But why are we doing that? Well, it's simple. It's basically a celebration of his feast day, of the day he died. That is why they are celebrating it. That is why it's called Valentine's Day. Where the heart and all that comes from, well, that's the next part I looked up. Aren't I doing so good right now? When was the first Valentine's Day created in the United States? I had some conflicting reports on this, but from what I could see and what I've gathered, it was the 1840s, almost 1600 years after the man that is this namesake died. Is now doing this. And where it comes from was a book. Now, there are some conflicting reports, so I didn't cite the book or anything, because some people said it was a book, others saying it was just word of mouth. And it's the internet, people. Not everything you hear on the internet is true. But there were some major, like, people were saying it was the 1840s that, you know, Valentine's Day became a pop culture phenomenon. And so that's what I'm going with. Excuse me. So, if you think about it, it took 1600 years for a saint that married people to go and say, you know what, I think this guy is great for people that are in love. Let's use him, and we're going to say it is Valentine's Day, and you will be madly in love with each other on this day. So, yeah, I'm not real sure how that followed through, but, you know, we are in this day and age now where people are still doing it, so, hey, it's working. So, speaking about this day and age, what about now? What about last year, Valentine's Day 2023? And this is where the Hallmark or and all that question comes in play. In 2023, last year, there was, let me look at my notes. Oh, yeah, 25.9 billion. And I emphasized a billion. I'm looking at my nice little wiggly lines going up. That's with a B, people. Billion. The third highest spent in retail for a holiday. It is only beat by, obviously, number one is, you know, the holiday season. They combine that with Thanksgiving and Christmas, and they combine Mother's and Father's Day. It's third. You are literally spending $26 billion on apparently somebody you love, because let's be realistically, the rate of how people are, you know, leaving and breaking up and cheating and all that is not low. So, you know, we're gonna go with that, but that's a whole different topic and a whole different subject. But what the living hell? I looked at that number and I like wanted to do a couple double takes and like make sure I wasn't seeing things, and I'm not. I looked it up, I crossed researched, I did a lot of scooping. And in 2023, yep, it was literally $25.9 billion. And it got me thinking, that answers my question right there. Is Valentine's Day a Hallmark holiday? And, well, the research speaks for itself. It is. I mean, you cannot get those kind of numbers without it being a Hallmark holiday. And is a Hallmark holiday a bad thing? No. And this is now me just putting my opinion on that obscenely high number. Is a Hallmark holiday a bad thing? No, it is not. What's a bad thing is what we'll be discussing a little bit later on. If you have to put a value on the effort and or love of a person's affection towards you, that is bad. That leads to other problems. You should never value a person's love, affection, compassion, or anything else by the amount of money he or she has spent. It is irrefutable, asinine to do so. I am sorry. Now, these are my opinions, and you do not have to agree with me. But let's look at this in a realistic, logical way. If you go and you buy your girlfriend a $500 necklace, and she buys you a $10 watch, if you break that $10 watch, nothing is said, nothing is done. It is, life goes on. She loses that $500 necklace. Arguments happen. Things get said. Things get heated. And now that $500 necklace has cost more in the relationship. Same thing with friendships. You give somebody $100 whatever, and they give you a $5 whatever. You are now seeing how well they value the friendship. And that is where I wholeheartedly agree that Hallmark holidays are bad. You should never put a value on anything. On the other side of that, you should never have to pick a day where you are giving of your affection, love, compassion, whatever have you. It is your obligation as just being a human fucking being to do good for the people you care about, for the people you love and cherish. That's just being a human, and a decent one at that. Why do we have to pick one day where we show more affection? It doesn't matter if it's February 14th or if it's October 70 or 17th. It doesn't matter. And that's the part that gets me. That's the part that I have an issue with. And I asked this on my social medias, and one of the I did have a couple people that say it was a Hallmark, and I did have one person emphatically say what they thought. And I agree on both sides. I am literally agreeing with both sides. What I am saying is this: as a nice guy, this is my take on Valentine's Day. Excuse me again, I kind of getting over a cold. Hold on. Sorry. As a holiday, as a holiday that is meant for lovers, I am cynical. Why am I cynical? Well, currently I'm single, and I really do not see any love in the world. I see people in love. I don't see people in love. There is a difference. You can have love for a person. You can have mad love for a person. I have mad love for a pepperoni fucking pizza. Doesn't mean I'm in love with it. You can have love for individuals. Doesn't mean you're in love with them. And that's what this world is missing a lot of, is people being in love. They're loving the fact that they're with somebody. They're loving the fact that somebody is with them. But are they in love with them? That is the whole different story. And the, like I said before, it's a holiday that really doesn't matter. Now, don't give me any grief. I'm just stating my opinion. But also, there are total, I believe, 5 days that people feel that as a couple, you are supposed to go above and beyond. Valentine's Day, Sweet's Day, Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary. Now, here's my problem with that. Those are 5 days. What about the other 360? I'm still waiting for that answer. There are 365 days in a year, and you're telling me that you should only treat that person above and beyond for five of them? No. As a nice guy, I'm going to treat my friends, my family, and the people I care about just like I would any other day. Am I going to spend $100? No. Am I going to spend 40, 50 bucks going to the store buying stuff to bake them things? You better damn believe I am. Because that means more. If you take the time to make something, it doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't. It came from the heart. It came from you. That is priceless. That is what the true meaning of Valentine's Day should be. Spending time with the person that you want to spend time with, being with that person. It doesn't take a damn dime to walk at a park. It doesn't take a damn dime to make somebody their special breakfast or their special dinner. It doesn't take anything but a little time and a little effort. And I guarantee you that that will be far better and far more appreciative than that $100 necklace. Because again, if somebody gave me a $100 necklace or a $100 watch, I am going to not wear it. As a nice guy, I am going to keep it safe. Why? Because I am afraid. I am afraid it would get stolen. I'm afraid it would get lost. I'm afraid. And if you give me something that if you give me something that expensive, I'm going to possibly be more scared of me losing that, and in turn possibly lose you, as opposed to, you know, hey, I made you pizza. Great. We're going to watch a movie and eat pizza. If it's the water boy, this is the best day ever. But here's the thing. It doesn't have to be just that day. It doesn't have to fucking be on one specific day. Do it all the time. And that's the part that pisses me off about Valentine's Day. That is the part that pisses me off about this. And it's not that I'm, you know, again, not that I'm single, and it's not that I'm, you know, in this realm of, you know, hey, Wednesday, people are going to be out, ha, ha, ha. I don't care about that. I don't. I care that it takes one special day, and it takes people spending hard-earned money on things that shouldn't be done. If you think about it, if you were to do what I'm saying, and that is take every day and, you know, do the good morning text or the good morning notes and or the good night notes or the good night text, show, hey, you know, I'm thinking about you, or hey, how are you doing? Those would mean so much more and so much better than any monetary value item you could give anybody. And that is my take as a nice guy. So, next week on The Burning Question, it's a good one. I think it's a good one, and it's something close and dear to my heart. Why? Because I am in this zone with a about 99.9% of the women I know that are not family. And the question is simple. Can friends become more than friends, or is the zone, and when I say zone, I mean friends slash brother zone, a unescapable place? That is a hard word to say. Or an unescapable place. And to throw that caveat in there, there's a sub-question to that. Do friends with benefits make better lovers or worse lovers? As always, I'm Joe, the self-proclaimed nice guy. You can see me at Twitter at @nice_guy_Joe or on Facebook at Joe Nice. And I'll be on next Sunday or Monday. Bye.